One of the most provocative parts of the Haggadah is the exchange with the Ben Rasha, the evil son. Certainly people today feel it as provocative. I've been asked about this. Today, with our sensitivity, no child left behind. We don't want to disenfranchise any child. How do we deal with the Ben Rasha, the evil son, who, when he mocks and he says, Mahavodazos Lachem, Father, what is this worship to you? With the clear inference, what is this worship to you? As in excluding himself. And we respond, Bavur Zeos Hashem Li, Hashem did it for me. Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. If you were there, you wouldn't have been redeemed. Right? This is called the Hake Ashinos, the blunting his teeth. Well, that sounds very severe to people. This kind of ruffles some feathers, certainly in the 21st century. Well, I believe that the Ben Rasha in the Haggadah is not the profile of hurting child we know today. We know today many children, when they're mocking, are not in fact mocking. They're hurt, they're troubled, and they're really venting. They're venting deep disenfranchisement. I don't believe that is the Ben Rasha in the Haggadah. You see, this Ben Rasha in the Haggadah, he's calculated, he's on top of his game, he has a certain spunk here, I would call it. You notice that he's using the Talmudic system, the system of Jewish learning with which he was reared. Mahavodazos Lachem, right? What is this worship to you? Ooh, leaving his statement open to an inference, to a Talmudic diak. Ooh. What is this worship to you? It's not my worship, right? He's playing his game very well, right? Kind of using the system of Jewish learning with which he was reared against his elders. He has that sort of spunk. And I believe when his father is responding in kind, utilizing the very same technique, oh, you want to play scriptural inference on me? Well, listen to this. Where's Asa Hashem Li? Hashem did it for me. Ha ha, would have excluded you. What's actually going on here is meeting a child where they are. You have children who are challenging like this, mocking in a flamboyant way, and they welcome flamboyance. They don't want wimpy parents. They welcome the adult gravitas of the adults. The adults are not these over-the-hill, good-for-nothings, out of touch. They're on top of their game too. They can play the game back at me. I believe that is the exchange with the Ben Rasha. You understand? We are taught to respond to each child in the Haggadah where they're at intellectually and where they're at attitudinally. So the Ben Rasha is not the hurting child who we know oh so well today, to whom we need to respond simply with an added dose of love and acceptance. The Ben Rasha is that spunky child who wants you to tussle with him on his terms. We respond to all children, including the spunky, flamboyant child, who will know that when you are quote-unquote blunting his teeth, that is in the context of the tussle, of the back and forth, of this very masculine wrestle, so to speak, back and forth, wrestling over the text, albeit it's in a skirmish of sorts. Right, but that is appropriate for the context given the chemistry of the child and the chemistry of the relationship. That is my suggestion regarding the Ben Rasha. There is no true castigating of the Rasha. The Rasha's love, the Rasha is welcome no less than the other children. I want to support this position from the text, from the Chumash itself, and show clearly that the Ben Rasha is not really being rejected. Because what is the context of that pasuk, Mahavodazos Lachem? The context is, in Parshas Bo, when the Torah says, "V'hayuk yom aleichem b'neichem," the Jewish people are told in Mitzrayim, one day you're going to be in Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to sacrifice a carbon Pesach, and your children are going to ask you, "Mahavodazos Lachem, what is this worship about?" Well, Klal Yisrael is so excited to hear, right? We're going to have starim with children asking us questions in Eretz Yisrael. But the Pesach continues here in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, Pesach Chav Zayin, Vayikaron Vayishtachavu. The people prostrate themselves in thanksgiving. Explains Rashi, one of the reasons why they're prostrating themselves in thanksgiving is thanking Hashem that they will have children. If they're going to have a child at the Seder who's going to ask, Ma'avodazos Lachem, it must be they would have children. Now, on the face of it, it's a very surprising statement. very surprising interpretation of Rashi, that that the child asking Mahavoda Zos Lachem actually reflects you're going to have children. I mean, don't we take having children for granted? Generally, as a nation, at least, we're going to have children. What's the big novelty? What's the great novelty that we're going to have children asking us at the same time? What is those? But the solution clearly is given the time and place in Mitzrayim. A Jewish people in Mitzrayim knew so well not to take children for granted. It was the Jewish baby under attack in Mitzrayim. Paro was throwing the Jewish babies into the Nile. So actually, the fact that there'll be starim with children asking questions reflects the greatest Jewish triumph. Children, the parent-child bond. And we are thanking Hashem that we will have children at the Seder because this reflects our victory over the parent. However, how surprising is it then that the child who marks this great Jewish triumph, that we will procreate, we will rear subsequent Yiddish Doros, is this Ben Russia who asks Mahavodah Zos Lachem? He is the poster child of Jewish triumph over Paro, that we're going to have Masorah, we're going to have children. This is the child who asks Mahavodah Zos Lachem. Well, I believe the answer is Jewish parent-child bond, which is all about unconditional love. I love you because you're my child, not because of the way you behave. Certainly, we would welcome a child who's not a Ben Russia. None of us say my son the Russia the way we say my son the doctor or my son the Talmud Chacham. Right? But fundamentally, we love a child simply because they're our child. And the embrace of the Ben Russia brings this out poignantly and deeper than any other child, the notion of what Jewish parent-child relationship is all about, and hence the triumph over Paro, that the Jewish family will remain intact and thrive despite Paro's efforts. So notice here from this perspective, the Mahavodah Zos Lachem of the Rasha in context in the Chumash is clearly not a child who's been castigated and rejected. It is a child who's representing the coveted Jewish family, the coveted position of future Doros, for which an enslaved Jewish people in Mitzrayim so ardently dreams for. So seen this way, there is no question that the exchange with the Ben Russia is not to be seen as a disenfranchisement at all. It is in fact meeting a child where they're at. A smart educator, a smart parent, knows the child who needs another hug, knows the child that needs a little playfulness, knows the child who welcomes some healthy skirmish over the text, and so forth. Always our interactions need to be based out of love, but always expressed as per the need of the child, whoever the child is, all of the four sons, and as the Mekubalim tell us, we each have a bechina, Chacham, Rasha, Tam, Sheni, Delisha, we all have a little of them in us. Right? We all have a little rebellious streak, we all have a wise streak, we all have an innocent streak, we all have a less than intellectually advanced streak, Sheni, Delisha. Well, when dealing with your children, have the sophistication to deal with them at each of these phases in their life, and even in any given phase, right? The child has a bit of all of this in them, and be a cognizant adult to relate to them by Shar Husham, both at the Seder and in all exchanges in life. Let's cherish all of our children with that whichever one of the four is manifest right now. They are indeed precious. Chag Kosher v'Sameach. Thank you very much.